This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, come on, folks. They need to get a lobbyist. You need to join SDORC.org to help them get a lobbyist, because if they don't, and you go to the desert and there's a fence or a gate or a lock, I do not want to hear you crying, because you have an opportunity for, what, $25 a year to make a difference. I went to breakfast. It was $38. Okay?
Yep.
So take your chubby butt home, have a slice of bread, and send the rest to SDORC.org. I'm serious. And if you're really smart like me, because I hate paying bills, I do it automatic. They have an automatic deduct out of your credit card once a month. You never will know. But yet you might go out to the desert and find out it's open. All right, yeah. This segment is brought to you by Scooney Side by Side in lovely El Cajon off Greenfield. They were at KUSI this morning with the little mini dwarf cars, and this kid had Scoonies all over it, because that's what Ron is all about. Just got into the dirt track racing, and he's winning.
How cool.
Now the kid is winning. He says, I'm not in it for the competition, but. But they do SS, side-by-side, UTV, service, maintenance, oil changes, modifications, upgrades. They got a Scott Raymond deal for razors on a Fosgate sound system. Installation totally free. Ooh. I'm telling you, go check out Scoonies. Just Schoony's, side-by-side. Google it, and it'll get you there. And we got Audrey in the house. And,
hey.
She is the wildcat killer, or attempting to. Talking about a bull in a china closet. My God, that was cracking.
I don't know if that should be an on-air story.
She must have told her brother three times the same story, whacking a freaking coyote with a 2x4, and she's got a gun sitting about 10 feet away.
You know,
I don't even know why. That's
because
you're a blonde, barefoot, in your jammies.
I just seen it at my turkey, and I just said, that's my turkey, and went after it.
And he goes, no, that's my turkey.
It's his dinner.
You fattened it up, I'm eating it. It's just that simple.
So, country life, man.
Just a little news. SDORC Dirt Radio is going to be once a month instead of once a week. That, like I said, that gives them an option to get themselves a
lobbyist.
And they're going to be the first Sunday of every month, so it's not like you're going to miss them.
Yep.
The shows will be on the website. And we're going to have other shows off-road related. I'm working on Oceana Dunes. I'm working on Corva. In fact, I got Corva dialed in. I'm trying to see if I can get Tierra del Sol. So the whole month will be strictly, will be off-road.
Yes.
Well, Bent Motorsports, he's pushing pretty hard because he wants to get out. But he's off-road.
He's off-road.
Hardcore.
That's off-road. He's hardcore off-road.
He's not political.
He's a fun one.
Right.
So that would be a really good hour, especially if we can work in certain things with them and what they do.
And
I mean, he's doing great with his meetups right now.
Right.
His Tony Tuesdays at Tony's Pizza up in Vista.
I haven't heard
and
that
then,
one.
And then he has Weenie
Wait a minute. We got a
Wednesdays.
Caller.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe I know.
Can you believe
that
we both spaced out?
I know.
Who's our board op? Isn't our board op supposed to keep us attuned to
the? So busy with the child. So
sorry.
Oh, still busy with the child.
Well, I asked Adam with Clean Desert to give us a call and give us an update. So Adam is on the line with Clean Desert here. He actually is up at Pomona Off Road Expo right now.
Oh, I wish I was there. How you doing there, buddy?
You guys are missing out. I can't tell you how much fun we're having this weekend up here.
I knew you were going to say that. Did I tell you to say that? No, I told you not to say that. Darn, that's the only thing bad about doing shows on Sunday. We miss some of the... And how's the attendance? Is it... I mean, I'm sure you're there yesterday and today.
Yeah, we've been here all weekend. It's been packed. Even with... You know, yesterday there was a little bit of rain. Didn't matter.
No.
It was... full aisles all day long.
Rain doesn't deter us off-roaders.
No, but it's good because, you know, the COVID thing, nobody really knew what was going to happen after COVID. But I think it's, you know, it went 180 degree the other way where people are just tired of being pent up. And I'm glad to see and you guys were able to get the word out with Clean Desert.
Yeah, so we set up here at the 10x20 booth with some friends, Badlands Good Times, and, you know, we're selling merchandise, getting ready for November 11th cleanup, and just had a ton of positive exposure out here.
Yeah, it's funny. I was in Johnson Valley with Chevrolet with the new Colorado Bison, climbing through the racetrack of the King of the Hammers, and you couldn't tell.
That was a Colorado?
Yeah, it was Colorado Bison.
That was a Chevy?
That's a Chevy.
That looked like a Ford.
No,
the photo you said, video you sent me of you going down that course. What?
I don't know what course it was. All I know is that I still can't find my underwear. those guys, and they do it at speed.
Johnson Valley is one of Adam's backyards.
Dude.
It's one of his, where he used to race. Adam used to race.
Wow. You know the Rocky up off on the, to the east? Jeez Louise. Yeah.
Is that Turkey Claw or Chocolate Thunder?
We kept it down in the valley. I like to keep it flat. Other than
you
the
and me both.
Those guys are crazy.
And they'll drive over you. They will literally, if you stop, and if they have the capability, your butt's getting drove over. And they don't care what damage is done to you or them. But hey, let's go back to your Clean Desert. Because a lot of people think, Clean Desert, what do? They just go all over the place and they clean the desert? Kind of explain to folks what is kind of your mission statement. What are you guys doing?
Our mission statement's really to bring the next generation of off-roaders, to teach them to show that our deserts need to stay clean. Off-roaders aren't the ones trashing the deserts. We're actually the ones cleaning them and fighting to keep them open.
Right.
And so we do it by putting on large-scale cleanups and having a good time while doing it. That's, you know, one of the most important things is, you know, if everyone's out having a good time, these events get bigger and bigger each year. And it, you know, it just helps benefit everybody in the sport from, you know, the 4x4 guys to the pre-owner guys to the side-by-side guys. And like I said, hopefully we can keep the deserts open, working with San Diego Off-Road Coalition and trying to help them get a lobbyist. Like, all that's so important because our kids, you know, need to have fun in the future. And without the deserts, you know, all that goes away, our entire sport's gone. These off-road expos will no longer exist. All these companies won't exist.
Well, see, I come at it a little bit different. I'd go after Polaris, Honda, Kawasaki, everybody that builds side-by-sides, just start with them and say, look, you know, if you don't partner with us, if you don't help us, you're not going to have anything to sell to anybody because the government's going to lock everything down and whatever you're selling will be yard art.
Mm-hmm.
So you need our help. And do these organizations really go to the manufacturer, or do they just ignore them?
You know what's coming up next month? You know what's coming up in a month? 1 month from today, actually. SEMA. Specialty equipment.
No, I get it. But SEMA's, I think, where he's at today, because all the manufacturers are there, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yep.
You know what?
It's huge. It is the biggest off-road show.
Because
this Sand Sports is just sand, and it's focused on sand. This is the off-road expo.
I know.
So it's double the size of Sand Sports.
And I'm sorry, I missed, and his name is?
Adam.
All right, Adam, here's your job. As soon as you get off air, You go to every manufacturer that builds something for the desert and ask them how soon before you're going to stop producing this equipment. And they're going to look at you and they're going to say, what? Well, how soon are you going to stop? Because if you don't partner with all of these organizations that are trying to keep the desert open, you're not going to have anything to sell. You know, and I mean, you got to almost put your foot in their chest and say, come on, don't wait till it's too late.
Yeah.
Because it's been proven the off-road community does virtually no damage to the environment or the deserts or the highlands. We don't do it. We pack it in. We pack it out. We're responsible. Yep. It's no different than a legal gun owner. Legal gun owners that do everything correct and do their training, they don't kill hardly anybody. It's the people that don't follow the rules and the crooks and the criminals. So, yeah, see what happens.
That's a big thing that we're pushing for right now is education as well.
Right.
There's so many new people entering the sport that may not have grown up or nobody's teaching this. Mm-hmm. And so that's our big push for the next couple years is like, you know, we have the cleanups on lockdown, but how we can help educate people and make it fashionable to clean up, make sure that they're being safe.
Right.
Because, you know, we hear about more accidents as new people get involved. And so all that I think is very important because it all leads back to if we don't do it responsibly, we're going to lose it all.
Is Adam staying with us for a while?
Yeah, I'd love to have him.
Can you hang with us for another segment?
Sure.
All right, cool. Take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more SDORC Dirt Radio. All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by Gravel King. No, we're not doing Gravel King. We're doing, what did I do? Oh, it's over here. No matter, I did not. Crystal Clear Detailing. Boy, anything you want detailed, cleaned up, spiffied up, Crystal loves doing it. Miguel, just call him 858-229-3669. He'll do everything from desert toys to trailers, motorhomes, cars, bikes, you name it, they can do it. They'll come to you. They have fleet pricing and you get discounts if you mention SDORC Dirt Radio. It's all good. 858-229-3669. If you don't want to clean it, they can. They're on Instagram at KCD_San Diego. Check them out. Need an exhaust system? Ed Hansen's Mufflers. 3916 North Barcelona Street, Spring Valley. Ed has been running this business longer than I care to admit. Cat bat exhaust, replacement catalytic converters, any kind of exhaust system that you need. He is an expert. These are where all your pipe dreams come true. HansenMufflers@gmail.com. All right, we've got Adam.
Adam
from
on the
Clean
line.
Desert. Mm-hmm. He's out at the expo. So, you know, I like to be proactive, not reactive. And that's why I recommend we go talk to these manufacturers. I mean, I do it whenever I get a chance. Even trucks, you know, Ford, Chevy, and Stellantis, if you're going to, or Toyota, mm-hmm. if you're going to sell a truck that goes off road, you know, you want to be able to have a place to go take it. And if you don't go up against these environmentalists that really don't understand, you know, you're going to lose it.
Well, I think it's a huge to have them involved in it and get them. But I know that they go with SEMA and follow SEMA as they go through. And then the other one is ORBA, the Off-Road Business Association, which tries to play a national one. But in my opinion, ORBA is not doing enough. And I don't think that they've done enough. I can say I'm 12 years deep into being on the Off-Road Coalition, 10 years into being on the board, and I don't think I've seen enough out of them. Mm-hmm. You know, one reason why maybe we might be able to get Adam to buy an hour, since SDORC is going to be reduced down to one so that we can afford to pay for our new lobbyists. The cost of the new lobbyists is much more
substantial.
Yes, much more than what we were paying before. And so we are teaming up with just Corva this time too. We had other clubs back out of the Off-Road Vehicle Legislative Coalition, which is a subcommittee of San Diego Off-Road Coalition, which Corva's teamed up with us. And sadly, we lost our other partner. So, you know, now we're not splitting this in thirds. Now we're splitting the cost in half. And we really had to make the decision on it, as beneficial as radio is for us, for our sponsors, and getting the word out there and promoting and having the education, you know, we need to be able to spend that money on the lobbyist, right? Unfortunately, because it is just too much. Right. And Dave has graciously donated half of the cost for the last couple of years. Yeah. And has saved SDRC a lot of money, but it's difficult.
No, and I got it. I didn't. And what did I do?
Yeah.
I went positive. So I've got,
oh yeah.
Looks like Corva's going to buy an hour. And what we're talking about is, instead of you buying a show once a week and have to come up with content, and even though the price of the show is dirt, because you can't find it.
No, with what you do for us, you do so much for us in the off-road community.
$350 for a one-hour show on a 50,000-watt channel, and it's podcasted everywhere. But be that as it may, so what I'm doing is I'm going to try to get a different group.
Yes.
You know, like Corva, Friends of Oceana Dunes. And then fill those out so you have it, and you can send that show to anybody and everybody,
right?
Politicians, mm-hmm. advertisers, sponsors,
and it makes a huge difference. Yeah. We do it. We have discussions here. We call out stuff. I take that download. Yeah. I take that little 2-minute snippet. I'll email it out to who I need to send it to. Put the pressure on them, and it has worked wonders in regards to the background, what people don't see, what the Off-Road Coalition does, what we do in regards to working with these agencies, putting pressure on state parks, putting pressure on the Bureau of Land Management.
Where are you based at, Clean Desert? Where are you guys at?
We're kind of spread. So I live out of Oceanside, so San Diego County, and then half our staff is up in Victorville.
All right. Well, then you shouldn't have said Oceanside.
That's
so
why
now,
I said Clean Desert.
What we can do is, you know, I'll have Audrey send you my email, and we can set up a KUSI TV segment. And because if you want to get exposure to whatever you're doing, let me tell you, KUSI pretty much caters to the off-road community in East County here in San Diego.
Yep.
And it doesn't
cost. You guys have been, it's been absolutely great. We've worked with you guys a couple times.
Great.
And I can't tell you how great the exposure is for us and our supporters, and really giving off-roading a voice, especially some of the people that work the hardest trying to keep the deserts open. Mm. That's the voice that we need.
Right. And nobody should ever charge you for publicity. You know, if like TV's free. Now, radio, that's a different thing. That's why, I mean, go call any radio station, see if you can get an hour for $350 on a 50,000-watt station. It ain't going to happen.
No way.
So there's all kinds of things we can do, but we all have to do our part.
Yep.
We can't sit back and say, well, Audrey will do it all, because it just isn't going to happen any more than you doing it all. So, but we applaud you for what you do.
I was hoping Audrey would do it all.
I know, she won't.
She does such a great job that she makes everything look so seamless.
I know. Don't you hate that? That's what gets people in problem. You know, they go, well, shoot, how hard could this be? I mean, I can do this. I mean, Audrey can do it. And then all of a sudden they take it on and fall flat on their face.
Yeah, well.
But the best thing is she makes us step up our game.
Yeah.
Right? So we see everything that she does, and we realize, man, if we want to be half as good, we have to work way harder. We got to be better. And that's the great thing about working with you guys.
It's a team. You know, it's got to be a team. It can't be one. It's got to be all. And, you know, that's probably one of the biggest kind of complaints that I've always had, is that we have all these factions that are trying to battle the government. But if we could all work as a unit and go after the government, I think we'd have a better opportunity. But I get why we don't, because everybody has their own agenda. But it's all about, and I was thinking about this last week. You got the government using our money to close our deserts, and we have to use our money to battle them to keep the deserts open.
Yep.
Do you see a problem with that that scenario?
Well, and then the sad thing is half the time they want to charge us
yes.
to go clean the desert and yeah. do their job.
I know.
And so we're battling that right now, and it makes no sense that here we are, a company that makes nothing. They want us to pay them.
Yeah.
to go do their work.
It just makes you crazy. Yeah. I mean, well, my wife says they're aliens. So, they're aliens. They're not.
I love Michelle.
They're
not She's so smart.
They're not Americans. They're from another country or another planet or someplace. I don't know what the deal is. But you have to keep fighting the fight. And people listen to us. And yes, you know, your group, if they're, how can people join? I mean, is there an association fee or is there a monthly fee? What can people do to help you?
Really, all we expect people to do is to come out to our free event,
wow.
have a good time, clean up trash. And at all of our events that we put on, we give free event shirts for everyone, a free lunch, and a free raffle.
Jeez.
And so there's really no downside to coming out because you're going to walk away with something, you're
yeah.
going to have a great time, and you're going to feel so good about doing something positive for your sport and your family.
And your community.
I mean, there's no reason not to.
How do they find out where and when your events are? That's probably important.
So typically social media or, you know, your guys' show, right? We're working with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Clean Desert on Instagram, Clean Desert on Facebook.
Okay.
You can go to our website, cleandesert.org. Like I said, our next event, November 11th in Barstow, is going to be huge. We're going to have 10 dumpsters out there. We're going to have
wow.
10 40-yard roll-offs.
Cleaning up the desert.
And they overfill those 40-yard roll-offs.
Which makes me sick. But anyway, let me ask you this. Do they charge you for those dumpsters?
We have good sponsors, so we end up getting those comped.
Because here's what
we have
all right.
sponsors fan form.
All right, so yeah. here's your way to pay them back is whenever you have a cleanup, you call here, you tell us prior to, you know, like say next weekend's going to be your cleanup list, for example. So you call mm-hmm. this Sunday, you promote the you-know-what out of it, and then you say, and a big shout-out to X, Y, and Z, this guy did the dumpsters, this guy did the porta potties, this guy's going to do the food. And by showing that you're giving them back with airtime, will make it a lot easier for these people to come back year after year after year. And we are happy, happy to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We'd love to be on.
All right. So, and then, like I said, once we get, you know, you get my email, then you can just start let me know when you guys have groups and we'll get you on TV.
Yeah, and Adam, you got to think about buying one of my hours I need filled.
we need to talk about that because
yeah,
I'm just now finding out you guys are only doing it once a month, which makes me incredibly sad that I don't get to hear you guys all the time. But
yeah, we're gonna.
I'm down to help out.
Yeah, but see, what we want to do is open it up to guys like you, Corva, Oceana Dunes, to give them now an opportunity to have their own show, their own agenda. They can sell commercials out of the show. I mean, there's all kinds of
Absolutely.
Ways. Yeah, ways to do it. But is he staying for the whole hour?
That'd be great if he could.
Yeah, you got to go wash a car or anything?
No,
or
he's at Pomona. He's got people coming up to talk
right.
to him. He's trying to sell his merch and sell his gear.
Have you had lunch? I don't want to starve you.
I haven't had lunch. I got to jump back into our booth here, but...
Right.
I appreciate the time with you guys, and we'll chat soon.
All right,
Sounds
we look
great,
forward to it, Adam. Go talk to all the manufacturers and say, hey, by the way, I was talking to this old guy in San Diego, and he says if you don't get your act together and join us, you're going to lose. And you can use my name. I'm perfectly okay with it. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Take care. Keep up the good work, and we'll work with you down the road.
We'll see you November 11th at Hodge Road in Barstow for the cleanup out there. That's going to be November 11th at Hodge Road in Barstow. It's a very popular shooting area.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a very popular illegal dumping area.
Yeah.
There's lots of trash out there. It's going to be a huge community event. Like Adam said, free food, free raffle prizes. Come on out and get involved in the community.
Absolutely.
Give back.
All right. Take care, buddy. Have fun at the show, and we'll talk to you down the road.
I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by Page 2. Wayne Miller's Mobile Tire and Service. Yes, service. He does it all now. He's doing oil changes, tune-ups, tire, suspension, alignment, brakes, shocks. You name it, they do it. 619-596-2800. Give Ricky a call. Wayne has decided to head to the Bahamas, and he's retired. But the service and the quality is still right there. Still family-owned and operated. Again, they also sell wheels and tires. They'll come out. They'll rescue you, whether you have a little truck, medium truck, big truck, or a monster truck. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire, 619-596-2800.
Yeah.
So we were talking to Clean Desert, and they are in the process.
They're at Pomona Off-Road Expo now.
Which
so
that everybody place is, should be, and they still have time. It'll only take you a couple hours to get up there. You could probably,
yeah, it's open till 4, so it's
might even get
2 hours
some screaming
to get up
deals.
There. Yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody's got show deals up there right now.
Yeah, because they don't want to haul that stuff back.
Yeah. SDRC hopefully has a volunteer up there. Hopefully Krista's up there walking
around. Oh, do
you have
around a booth?
We don't have a booth this year. I didn't want to go up there. I'm trying to, as you know, kind of step back out of putting on all the events and attending all the expos and doing everything
get it back
for the
up.
Off-road coalition. So I'm really trying to have others step
up
and
get
more
back
involved.
Up. Gotta get a backup.
All I can do is ask. We're volunteers. We need more members to step up. People, you know, they just expect it to be done. We literally need more active people to be involved in the coalition.
More than the 7 you have.
Yeah, there's 12 to 15 of us that do the majority of everything, but yeah, it's a lot on us, that's for sure. And with my family life and what I have going on now and a shift in direction in my personal life, I'm trying to back out of as much volunteer stuff as I can. I'm still going to be involved in the back end of things, working with the agency, sitting on the round table, on the Desert Advisory Council for the Imperial Sand Dunes, you know, Glamis, Gordon's Wells, Buttercup, they're my heart and soul. I love the sand, and I will forever protect the sand and be involved with it as much as I possibly can. But I need to work more on the back end of things and be less involved in going.
So let's get out there and volunteer. If you're not doing anything, and you love the desert, even if you don't love the desert,
exactly.
You just want to get the government out of your back pocket.
Our general membership meeting is this coming Tuesday. It's going to be at the Ranch House in Santee. The meeting will start at 6 and go till about 8. So 6 to 8 on Tuesday at the Ranch House in Santee. Come figure out what it's all about. Get involved with us. We need lots of volunteers. Our big poker run event is coming up. The Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. Many people know the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. We pull anywhere from a minimum of 500 vehicles out to the desert to the most that we've had is 772.
Wow.
And so that's a vehicle. So we pull anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people out to the desert. It's a big event. It's a 25-mile poker run. So we set up a course. There's course markers. You go out, you do 3 to 5 miles. There's a checkpoint. You get out, you play games at the checkpoint, you earn raffle tickets, and then we put on a raffle that night. We're seeking sponsorships, raffle prizes. We need volunteers for those to be involved. We've got our 5 checkpoints already good to go. We've got returning champs Michelle Smith with the San Diego FJ Cruiser Club, so the Toyota Cruisers. We've got a Toyota sponsorship from Toyota. We've got Ford sponsorship from Ford. And some big Ford members coming in too. Got a couple of Broncos coming in. They're going to be pretty awesome.
Have you got to hold a Jeep?
Jeep is not this year. Imperial Valley Jeep unfortunately couldn't step up like they have
the
in
factory?
The past. The factory didn't either. Normally, our sponsorship actually comes from corporate out of Florida.
Right.
For actual Jeep. And this year, they just couldn't throw the funds down for us. So I don't know if it's going into new designs or different.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. So, you know, 3 years in a row, they gave me big money.
strike, so that's going to be an issue.
That could be the next big issue for that. So I'm not exactly sure, but the Lost Lizard, we bring a lot of newbies out to the desert. It's a family fun, family friendly event. The checkpoints are, you know, about every 3 to 5 miles. So even little kids on 50s can come out. You get a little dirt bike and they can make it the 3 mile, 4 mile ride between
the checkpoints. And it's well marked, so no one's going to get lost.
And, you know, a stock 4x4. Whether you're in an SUV, a truck, a stock 4x4 can make it through the majority of the green route. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do the red route shoot off. That's going to be the sand, and you got to have real good driving skills to get through the sand valleys. But they can do the entire green course. We'll have a couple of people set up just in case they're in the little bit more difficult areas, just in case you need a little pull or a tug or something along those lines. Because, yes, there is still sand in the 25-mile route that you will have to drive through.
Do you know Dirt Days?
I don't know Dirt Days.
Okay, John runs a company called Dirt Days, and he does a lot of with the car manufacturers.
Yeah.
And it's a training program that he takes people out to Mexico and, you know, depending on how heavy you want it. So I need to get a hold of Tony Snyder.
Yeah, he was in here on Antonio's rat last weekend. Yeah. I left my business card on his Raptor like he told me to didn't call me.
He's old. You need to bug the hell out of him. So get a hold of Tony and get his, because I don't even have his contact info.
My Jeep is actually at Lifestyle Garage right now in Lakeside. My Jeep is getting the 120,000 mile Jeep service done right now.
Every Jeep is in somebody's shop, I'm starting to notice.
Just empty every pocket. It went from Bent Motorsports and getting upgrades at Bent Motorsports to now it's at Tony's. It's getting all the maintenance and service and all the engine work done to it. So. Right. Hopefully it'll that Lifestyle Garage did actually sponsor the Lost Lizard off-road fun run as well.
That's
they threw
awesome.
Down they were a checkpoint last year and because when you're a checkpoint,
they said that's pretty intense.
You're dealing with everybody. You deal with all 3,000 to 5,000 people out in the desert when you're at your checkpoint, because everybody comes through to stop in at your checkpoint. So it's a non-stop. You got to have your games going, you're ready, you got to stamp the poker cards and get them through, and you have those conversations with people to send them to your shop, your freebies, your giveaways, whatever. It's huge for companies. He said he got a lot of business out of it, but he said it was one of the hardest days he's worked.
Well, they don't realize, because you make it look easy.
I definitely got him saying.
You just make it look easy. So, oh, hell, I'll do that. That's how hard could that be?
Yeah.
But when you try to choke 3,000 people into a jar, it gets pretty intense.
It gets pretty intense.
But if you tell your people that are going to help you, and you have enough people, and you put and you, you know, and you re, you know,
South Coast RV last year set up lines. They had it all set up. They did 4 different lines, and they had it set up to go into the play the different games. They were literally. I've been doing
the most organized
13 years. Yeah, I can tell you, I have never seen a checkpoint that organized and that proficient and efficient in moving people through the lines. Their lines went quick and fast. Mm. You weren't standing there for 15 or 20 minutes to play the game and get your poker card.
We should send them to the border. Sorry. See if they can help crank these people in and out, right?
Oh, don't get me started.
When you're at work,
border.
You got to go to the boss and say, hey, you know, Dave had a really good idea. Why don't you volunteer to go to the border and you can fix it?
Oh, God.
Because if you can do a checkpoint, you can definitely do the border.
No, I just had friends running through, go through to Yuma. They had to go drop off some stuff to their, you know, family out there, and they were just going through. And so they're, you know, when you drive to Yuma, you drive between Gordon's Wells and Buttercup because Gordon's Wells is on one side of the sand dunes and Buttercup is on the other side of the sand dunes, right? He said there were literally vans picking up Mexicans at Buttercup. At Buttercup, they had literally just pulled off and stopped just to pick up people at Buttercup right there. you know. Yeah. And back in the day, 20 years ago, when I was writing, you could write. I didn't realize how much of the sand dunes are in Mexico, because we used ride over to Algodones and get tacos and ride back and not think anything of it. It wasn't until I got closer to Algodones that, you know, well, not now, not at all. Mm-hmm. No, but they still come over in droves, and they're still right there.
Well, as long as the door is open, they're going to continue to run, no matter what the politicians say on the left, saying that the door is closed. Well, you might want to go to the door. In fact, you know, the best thing, not to be political, folks, but Elon Musk, whether you like him or not.
Well, he just went to Eagle Pass.
And you know what he did? He put that on X.
Yeah.
And do you know how many views in the millions?
Oh, yeah.
So all the people on the left.
Well, people don't want to admit that there's 20,000 to 50,000 people coming into.
Didn't even know to Eagle Pass what's going Texas. On. Now, no.
Oh, it's outrageous.
And the administration is ballistic.
It's outrageous.
Because they don't want us to know what they're doing behind closed doors. And I got one more thing, then we'll take a break. If Biden is so concerned about saying this whole, you know, impeachment inquiry is bunk, just let us know where you came up with all the money you have in the bank.
Yeah.
Just show us how you acquired that money.
Yeah.
Just like
Trump with Trump's
or Menendez,
taxes.
Who just found gold bars in his house. Just tell us how you did it. Show proof of paperwork how you did it, and it'd be fine. We could save ourselves a ton of money. But let's take a quick break. Why? Because we're done doing politics. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM
96.1 AM 1170. The Answer.
S&S Off-Road Magazine has been keeping us up to date on events, races, off-road scenes since 1982. You can check out their off-road classifieds if you're looking to buy some off-road gear, and that's totally free. And if you want to sell your rig or one of our own, or check out one of Ed Stovin's articles, it's all online. You can order your copy on Amazon, S&S Off-Road Magazine. You can find them at Facebook. Check them out at Moto Mystery. Check out their Moto Mystery book. They're pretty cool. They have a complete series just for kids. Go to SSORMAG.com. Mm-hmm. All right. So we've been chatting here about
different things in line for us.
Well, there's a big show up in Pomona. You know, the Off-Road Expo.
Yes.
Which is, you know, Mecca. It's like SEMA, but for the off-road community. And we were talking to Clean Desert. And they were up there. Of course, everybody's up there.
Everybody.
Anybody is there.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's thousands and thousands of off-road enthusiasts, manufacturers, you name it, they're there.
This is where we, SDORC, get our main sponsors for the entire year and all the events that we do and all the swag that we are able to accumulate and give away at each of our different cleanup events, trail maintenance days, taking care of Painted Gorge, Corral Canyon, Superstition, Glamis, Gordon's. It all comes from the Pomona Off-Road Expo and the people that are there and the businesses that support us. We do have the upcoming Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. It's our big fundraising event. This is what pays us. This is where we make our money for the year. And it helps us pay all of our bills and pay the lobbyist. And this helps us to do what we do. We are completely all volunteer. Nobody gets paid to do what we do. Most of us give our time and our money to do it. So I want to do a big shout out and a huge thank you to the key thing for our event is the checkpoints. We couldn't do this without our checkpoint sponsors. It is a lot of work to put on a checkpoint. You've got a line of people in front of you from 8 in the morning until 3 when we close
the checkpoints.
But the positive,
it's a great opportunity because you're exposed to thousands of your like-minded customers.
Yes, people who want to buy your product, who want to help support you.
How many people do you think you should have per checkpoint as a support group?
To put on a checkpoint, it's typically a minimum of 5 people.
Okay. And more the better.
Yeah. My husband and I have done it with three, and we've been able, but it's a long, hard day's work.
From what time to what time?
Well, you need to be there at, it's an all day long event. You have to be there by 7. You need to be set up with your games and staged and set up to receive people by 8 in the morning. And it so goes from to 8 to 3, checkpoints are open. At 3, checkpoints close down. So by about 1, we send sweepers out. The sweepers go out. We don't allow anybody else to hit the course. They go out, make sure nobody's stuck on the course. Mm-hmm. There's nobody anywhere, and they hit all the checkpoints. And as they hit the checkpoints close down, and they release them, right? And then they can pack up and leave and head back to the base camp. And then at base camp, we'll have a big raffle that night at 5. So we've got food coming in for you. We'll have a taco guy. We have pizza. We have a hot dog guy. We have ice cream coming in, and possibly smoothies this year coming in. And then we have...
Are you going to do the remote control vehicles? With a little obstacle course.
I don't know. We've invited Santee Hobby Town to come out. They sponsored it last year, and we invited El Cajon Hobby, but I don't know if they're going to actually come out.
How about Hobby Lobby? Well, they don't work on Sundays.
Hobby Lobby is not an off-road. They're not. That's a craft store. That's a crafting store. It doesn't even have anything.
A crack store.
No, it's a crafting.
Really? I didn't know that. I put that on my list.
Oh, geez.
Hey, I found vintage. Okay, so they don't do that type. They're more of a crafty.
They're a craft, not kinda Hobby
like
Town.
Kind of like a Michaels.
Yes, exactly like a Michaels. Right, yes. Gotcha. So, but Hobby Town in Santee is a big, they have all the remote control cars, the airplanes, all the different things like that. So hopefully they can come out. But shout out to our return clubs. Tierra del Sol has been coming for many years and supporting us. Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club, huge shout out to them. They're going to be a checkpoint. We've got San Diego Jeep Club coming in. We have ARC Trooper and the Mavens of Mayhem. And you know her. That's Jessie Puffenbarg and her husband, Robert. They're big. She was a Rebel Rally
That's
racer.
Coming up, by the way.
Yeah, Rebel Rally is in like 2 weeks. Yep, I'm thinking a lot about it this year, wishing I was going, but you know. And then we have I-8 Desert Racers. So if you race at all in District 38 down in Plaster City or Superstition, you would know the I-8 Desert Racers. They put on a few different races every single year. And so I actually am going to be down doing their race. I owe them a race to go down and partake in that and set up. Because they are going to help us out too. So that's what we do. We help each other out. So we'll be down there for them. And then you have returning champion San Diego FJ Cruiser Club. And that'll be Michelle and her girls, Jenny, and a couple of different guys, Robert and such. They all come out, and they've got the Toyota FJs, and they set up. And last year, they gave away 3,000 Otter Pops. They gave away 1,000... Rice Krispie treats, and then I think they had 1,000 waters, and they gave them all away to everybody. Wow. So I don't know what they're going to do to step up their game this year and what they're going to bring out this year, but they're hoping to defeat and win and bring back for their championship. But it's a lot of fun out in the middle of the desert. We'll be at Superstition this year. Base camp is going to be at the Dip, which is not down Wheeler Road. You go about a quarter mile past Wheeler Road off of Huff, and you go to that backside dry lake bed, which is called the Dip. And that's where
Waze,
we'll be staged.
Will Waze acknowledge that?
Yes. You can actually put the Dip into Waze and Google Maps, and it will get you there.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get... I think I'm going to try to get the Chevy Colorado Bison to tow my Honda side-by-side out.
Yeah, it could tell. You could.
Oh,
you would
it's
have
more,
a great
than, more
time.
Than capable.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about it because, you know, I was trying to think, who do I want to call, Ford, Chevy, or Stellantis, or Dodge? Right. And right. I was so impressed with the Colorado Bison out at
Johnson Valley last
Johnson
week.
Johnson Valley. I mean, it was like, oh my God. I know. And the weather was in the 80s.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
You couldn't ask for better
than that. And we were at a
that.
Place called Laser Town. What is that?
Lasertown is a private ranch in Johnson Valley. So Johnson Valley is where King of the Hammers is held. It's up north in San Bernardino Forest.
It's outside of Palm Springs. Outside of Palm Springs.
Yep, it's high desert. It's a lot of sand and rock.
But what is Lasertown? I mean,
so Lasertown's a private ranch. It's built up. It's got a bar. It's got a barbecue. It's got everything. So these are off-roaders that have gone out there. Lasertown's been built up from nothing.
Is that in relationship to an area called the 40?
The 40 is another bar. It's another privately owned
ranch.
And
it's all chain-link fenced in.
Yeah, so those are privately owned. So people went out there and bought that land and created these destination spots to go to. So Lasertown puts on, I think, 4 events a year, including Lasertown is the main place where Johnson Valley, where King of the Hammers sets up. So you go to Lasertown is at King of the Hammers. It's one of the main spots for King of the Hammers to set up and stage each year. Right.
So
I think Dave Cole is actually one of the owners of Lasertown. Yeah, I think so.
It was really cool. I was walking through it and had all these statues. And
it's cool how it's set up, right?
No, it's awesome.
It's an awesome location to go to.
And it looks, I mean, and I got to tell you, the weather was really good. The trails out there, you know, even just in the whoops and the sand and everything were awesome. Mm-hmm. But when you get to I have no idea the name of the course we were on. All I know, I've been doing
which
this.
If you were out to the east, you could have been in Chocolate Thunder. You could have been in Turkey Claw. You could have been in
Chocolate Thunder. Sounded familiar.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I've done a lot of these with a lot of car manufacturers, and I've never been on anything as intense as this event. I mean, you had to have ground guides for one, even though the trucks had very substantial cameras, but you got to have spotters. Yes. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
And the
angles. You sent me that video. You were going over 2.5 foot, 3.5 foot boulders as you're going through, and it's just
walking
them
through.
Yeah, it's just
not
taking them like it's like eating them right up.
Yeah, and no matter, never got stuck.
No.
I mean, the truck, you know, you just had
it already had lockers in it?
Oh, yeah.
It comes with lockers?
You can either lock the
front
rear.
Front and rear?
You can either lock the rear, or you can lock the front and the rear.
Okay, so it did have front and rear.
Oh, no, this thing was so hardcore, I tell you. I was going, oh, my goodness. And that's why, you know, I was telling Chevrolet, I go, where are you going to get a customer that's going to do this to their truck?
Hello? Anybody and everybody that
could help? In East County?
Do you know me?
Yeah, I know. I know. I was this close. If it wasn't for the fact that you can't get away from your new job, I was this close to sending you instead of me.
Yeah.
Seriously. Well, we'll was that close to just saying, you know, Audrey, why don't you go?
Well,
do
I got
this?
3 weeks to get my project management and certification
get
renewed.
Get your stuff together.
We'll see.
All right, folks. I hope you enjoyed STORC as much as we enjoy presenting it to you. But you need to throw $25.
You need to get involved.
STORC.
You need to step up. We need people. Hopefully, we'll see you Tuesday night at the Ranch House
there
at 6 o'clock in Santee. Become a member. Join us. Get active. Get involved.
Yep.
We'll see you soon. 1 month. We're not here for 1 month.
That's
there will
right.
be other clubs
That's
in between.
Right.
Will be other off-road shows
we'll
in between.
We'll be talking
it's
about
still Dirt
you.
Radio.
That's right. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.